Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Texters writing in, love you guys, you're great. One guy said when we were talking about Edmund Fitzgerald, enough about the damn boat already. I understand that there will be a lot of attention on the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. However, I'm fascinated by it. And we are so grateful to have with us on our Coldwell Banker hotline, Terrence Tysel. Terrence, I'm going to read you a little story about Terrence. He was carrying everything he needed to stay alive on his back. One day in September of 1995, as he jumped into Lake Superior and started his death-defying descent, traveling more than 500 feet through dark 34-degree water to the bottom. And we're going to invite him to finish the story. Hi, Terrence. Thanks for coming on today.
I'm frightened just hearing that.
I know, that pretty, right?
That was amazing. And I thought I was traumatized after hearing the weather while I'm waiting on hold. You guys are, how you put a positive spin on 42 degrees with a low tomorrow of 34 is truly amazing. But
well,
you guys are amazing.
My jeans fit this morning, so I'm happy. So, and everything is, I have rose colored glasses on today.
So, it's been on the whole day.
That's right, it does. So, Terrence, tell me, of course, the Edmund Fitzgerald freight tanker sank in Lake Superior during a storm in 1975, killing all 29 crew members. And only a handful of people have ever visited the wreck, either, as we mentioned before, by a submersible or, in one case, a scuba dive. That was you. First of all, why did you do it?
Well, first of all, I want to make sure that everybody knows, because you have a local person that's somewhere still up in the Midwest, and I haven't been able to talk to Mike Z, as he's known, but he was my dive buddy on that, and I was his. So I definitely didn't do this by myself. It was Mike and I, and I always want to say that, because he's an incredible diver and an incredible friend. So, but yeah, no, we just it was actually Mike that got me into wanting to do the wreck, because I kind of started it as a logistical challenge and wanted to help Mike achieve a really burning goal of his, which was to dive the wreck. Since the first moment I met him, he had always talked about wanting to dive the wreck, and various situations kind of played out where he wasn't able to get it done. And then finally, one year at the show that I'm at right now, actually, it's called the DEMA show, which is the Dive Equipment and Marketing Association meeting. I asked him, I said, "Hey, have you done the fits yet?" I didn't hear. And he goes, "No, not yet." And I go, "When are you going to just do this, man? Come on." I mean, and he goes, "Well, why don't you help? What, you want to do it?" I'm like, if you're serious, we can put this together and put the logistics and the equipment together, and we could probably make this happen. And so that's what we did.
What was that process like?
A lot of training, a lot of experience. I mean, both Mike and I were very, very experienced deep divers prior to that. I mean, just the season before we even did the Fitzgerald, we kept it quiet that we were training for it. But we did wrecks like the Andrea Doria, which are not even half as deep as the fits. And then things like the monitor, Mike helped us out on that, which we were helping do archaeology for the federal government. And then in my personal case, I know Mike was doing tune-up dives in the lakes, and then I was doing deep tune-up dives in the Atlantic off of Florida, where I'm from. And so it culminated with me doing a 600-foot tune-up dive to get ready for the fits, because when you're doing something like that, you just don't want the first time you're at that depth to wonder what happens to you physiologically. So, yeah, that's a lot of hard work.
I can imagine. Tell me what a tune-up dive is, and then I have another follow-up.
Well, for me anyway, a tune-up dive is basically doing a complete run-through, just not on the wreck. And so in our case, we did about a 70-foot deeper dive off of the Atlantic on the kind of off the Fort Lauderdale areas. And just to make sure that the gas mixes we thought would work, the decompression schedules that we thought, because a lot of deep diving and mixed gas diving has become far more mainstream in the, you know, many years since we did our dive in the 90s. And so it was a little bit kind of on the edge back then. I mean, it was certainly the deepest wreck dive by significant amounts at that point. And yeah, so we just want to try to iron out everything and see where there might be holes in our plan and practice. And luckily it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I guess. Before I get to actually the dive, what happens to your body when you dive 500 feet?
Well, without boring everybody off the roads, it sounds like you guys have enough traffic to deal with, so we won't try to do that to people. But the main thing is all these gas rules that all of us had to learn and rolled our eyes with in high school, you know, physics and things like that, apply. I mean, literally any one of you in the studio could do this dive. I mean, you breathe in, you breathe out, you repeat as necessary. And I'm not trying to oversimplify it, but there's issues with everything from gas toxicity issues and how well you can handle the large inert gas loads, because every gas makes you breathe has gases that change their behaviors the deeper you go. I mean, we all know this in the most basic level is, oh, I dove down last summer into my swimming pool, my ears started to hurt. Well, because your body is dealing with pressure. And that just gets worse and worse and more involved and more discreet the deeper you go down to 400 or 500 feet, where even the gases that we normally breathe on at the surface and we're talking with now become very toxic at those depths.
So tell us about the day. You and Mike Z head out onto Lake Superior in a boat and say, let's go.
Yeah, we had a incredible boat captain, a wonderful boat, not a huge boat, but a really well-outfitted boat. And we had two other unsung heroes, a guy named Marl Porcelli and a guy named Ken Furman, that were our support divers. And these are the guys that did all the hard work and did most of the worrying so that Mike and I could look good. I mean, so what happens is this was supposed to be the first day of diving the actual wreck for what we had hoped to be almost a week-long series of dives. And we had done two dives prior to that in the Whitefish Bay area, and it was really wonderful. And we just wanted to get our cameras down and get all that to make sure that it all was good. And then so everybody felt good, so we dove out there, and you know, our support divers helped us get ready, get dressed, get in the water, get all the tanks going, and then they would prep their tanks that they were going to meet us on the way back up with. And so, by that point, it's you've talked about it, you've planned it ad nauseum, and you've checked everything 15 times, so now it's time to, hey, let's execute this. And that's where, you know, I always joke about the old movie The Right Stuff and Alan Shepard's astronaut prayer, and it's like, please, God, don't let me mess up, right? Because now you don't want, after all this work and all the money and the time has been expended, you don't want to be the person that screws something up by doing something dumb. So Mike and I went down. Took us a little longer than we had thought.
How long?
Just because I want to say we hit the bottom. Oh, gosh, you would ask me a question like this.
It's, I don't know.
I want to say it took us probably closer to 9 minutes, because we really wanted to try to get down pretty quick. And our plan was to take traditional compressed air down to roughly 200, 240 feet in that range, then switch to what's known as our bottom mix, which is a 9.6 oxygen, 62% helium mix, and then the rest of it's nitrogen. And then take that down for the rest of the way. So effectively another 250, 200 or so feet. And then we obviously couldn't hook the wreck. We couldn't anchor it because it wasn't done, and we didn't want to be seen as disrespectful. So it was a perfect day for this. And so we slid down a Kevlar camera cable and then went down to that. And we ended up coming down on the port side of the bridge on the bow section. And yeah, it was really something. It took us a little bit longer to go down, probably closer to 9 or so minutes. And our first bottom time was planned for about 15. And so being deep divers like we are, we kind of ended up going down toward the bottom first. And, you know, just amazing. I mean, her bow is just, you can see where she just crashed into the bottom and that, and her bow knifed into what looks to me, I'm not a geologist, but it's just huge clay sediment blocks. And it's, I mean, these are boulder, Volkswagen, in some case, house sized chunks of stuff. And then we literally just made our way up her port side toward the bridge area. And as we came abreast of what I guess would be her main weather deck, right there at the main, her bridge, I allowed myself a gratuitous thing and I just reached my hands out and just, you know, kind of gripped the rail with both hands. And that's when it really hit me. It's just like, wow, this is a special place. And I've been lucky to dive a lot of really amazing things, you know, with sailors and soldiers that have died on wrecks all over the world from World War One, World War Two, and so on. But it was neat. And then everybody, you know, tried to create controversy at the time. It's like, oh, were you guys looking for bodies or trying to figure out why she sank? And it's like, yeah, I'm not a marine engineer. I'm not going to lend new insight into this. And as far as bodies, we're not ghoulish. You know, we were trying to not become 30 and 31 is how we looked at it. And so we explored briefly the bridge area, and then our bottom time was up and we started our long, long dark ascent up, and with our first decompression stop at about 430 feet, which is where we switched to another mix that made it easier on our physiology, and then up to the air depths again around 250, and then around 200, our support divers met us and had extra gas if we needed it and took bottles off that we didn't need, and basically mother henned us all the way to the surface. And then when we got to the surface, we did another 30 minutes on pure oxygen and rested and relaxed, and then, you know, got on board and started thinking another 30 minutes on O2 and started thinking that we might get away with this first dive and with no injuries and no problems. And we were feeling pretty proud of ourselves. And so we started motoring back in, and it couldn't have been minutes after we made it behind the shelter of Whitefish Point that lake's weather just turned on a dime. And something that up until that point I had thought was maybe it's a lake, no big deal, you know, and then she proved to us that she's not, she's an inland sea. And on the way back in, we're watching a 1,000-foot ore freighter take water over her bridge, which is probably 30, 35 feet above the lake. I mean, not waves, but spray and stuff. And I was like, whew. And then the weather just shut down on us. Storms came through and lightning. And so that was the one dive we were able to get out of that whole week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm just aghast. My mouth is open. I just honestly, I'm stunned. I don't even know what to say. So my question is sort of, how has it changed you? Has it changed you? Is it emotional? Is it spiritual? Like, what that which happened that you just described is seems to me would be somewhat life changing. I don't know. Tell me what it was like for you.
Oh, well, I mean, the thing that Mike and I have always tried to articulate is the incredible privilege that for us to be able to visit that site. And you know, we never planned on being the only people to do it, but we were the only scuba divers to do it, which is, I guess, if you're into that sort of thing, a pretty neat thing. But it's, I'd like to think that, you know, and I could be engaging in fantasy, but it would be nice to know that the guys that died at their work and their job trying to make a living for their family on that lake appreciated it. Hey, you know what? There's two guys that they went through a lot and risked a lot just to go pay their respects, because that is what we did. We ended up, we've never released a single picture. We've never released any of the video, which was not some world-class cinematic experience anyway. But the family shortly after that, you know, asked if we had taken video, and we told them, yes, we did. And by this time, Hard Copy, I think, was one of the TV shows at the time, wanted some shots of us on the wreck. And I'm like, well, it doesn't bother me. But then we found out the families were not super pleased. And then so I got in touch with, I guess it was the head of the Survivors Association. And they were super gracious. I mean, they were never rude to us. And I'd like to think that we showed them politeness. And I don't think they ever really were thrilled that we did it, but they did ask, it's like, hey, if you have any video or you know, what's your thoughts? And like, being hopefully a semi-clued in individual, I said, well, where are you going with this? And they're like, we would like you not to show that footage and get rid of it. And I'm like, okay. I mean, if that's all it takes for us to prove the spirit in which we visited that wreck, that's fine. And that's what we did. We erased it, and we never sold a frame of it to anybody, never showed it, and it doesn't even exist. So So it was incredible.
Terrence, thank you so much. I am so grateful to have the chance to talk to you. It was riveting, and I'm grateful that you did it and that you survived. And on to dive many more times. Terrence, thanks again for your time. We wish you all the best.
You're so welcome. So what we got to do next time is let's get you guys in the water, maybe not to the fits, but you have some incredible shipwrecks shallow right near you. So let's get you guys diving.
All right. I'll give it a shot. I might start in like Belize and then I'll come back to the cold water.
That's a whole other story. Look up the Great Blue Hole of Belize. That's another one we were lucky enough to be at the bottom of.
Wow. All right, dude. Good to talk to you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day and have a happy holiday.
You too. Okay. Terrence Tysel with us again. Dove in human form to the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
That's cool. That's a cool story.
That was so cool.
That was fun.
Unexpected. I didn't know that they did it not for money, not for pictures, not to find out what happened. Kind of different.
To do it.
Just to do it. And to be respectful and pay respects, and honestly pay respects by getting rid of the pictures. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. That was awesome. It is about 53 past.
You got it.
We're getting close to the top of the hour. A lot of people saying it was a good interview. So we will put that up on our website if you want to listen again.
Very quickly. We'll get it.
Okay. So we'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.